If you have your Bibles, I'm going to stay with the theme. If you're watching online, this is an important message. I want you to share it after you leave here to church today. Will you share it? Just a little simple thought. Now, when I get to the invitation period, just bring Ellis or time. Just bring Ellis up and get him ready to be baptized. But I want you to go with me to 2 Timothy chapter number 1. And verses 5 through 7. Brother Tyler knew this. I've had this message prepared for several weeks. And it's really worked on me this week. It stirred me so much this week. And I want to preach it. And I believe we need to hear it. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verses 5 through 7. I'm going to stay with the theme that we've had this morning. The Bible said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Now this is Paul speaking to Timothy. Which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love, and of a sound mind. Here's my thought this morning. I want you to get this. It's a simple thought. It all starts in the home. I don't know if you got it. It all starts in the home. I don't want to start off negative, but I am going to say some things that are straight. There's a sick pathology taking hold of our communities. A hopelessness. A sick kind of foolishness. And I can't hold it back anymore. And somebody needs to stand up and say something about it. Amen. These young people today are crazy. This Generation Z generation. Just absolutely crazy. Am I preaching? It's odd for me for somebody to dress a 7-year-old girl to look like a full-grown woman. That's just not really smart. And if you look at society, our TVs, our everything's about crime and sexual assault, and Ray Ray's got his pants hanging down below his rear end. Am I preaching? And I want you to know there's something happening. And there is a complete breakdown of the traditional family and the traditional home. By the way, I remember when pot was something you cooked out of. When crack was a hole in the wall. Somebody help me. Tweeting was something a bird done. Rock is something I threw through a window. And I want to say this to you, and I'm just being honest. Hey, men, hey, you're not your son's buddy. Right. You're your son's father.
Right. Good.
Ladies, you're not, here's what's wrong. You're not your children's friend. You're your children's parent. I've seen this thing of teen rebellion and family rebellion And it always starts right in the home. I wrote this down on a piece of paper. Little study of teen rebellion and young adult rebellion. And there's 10 factors that goes into it. First of all, they challenge authority. Nobody wants to be under anybody's authority, but I still believe the parents are the authority of the home. Risk-taking. Substance abuse, alcohol and drugs. Declining school performance. Sleep problems. Violence and abuse. Anxiety. Breaking laws. Lies and deceits. Sudden changes of behavior. You say, where does that start, Preacher Smith? It starts right in the home. See, there was a time when parents weren't afraid of their children. And I think we need to get back to who the authority is, and it ought to be the parents in the home. It should not be children calling the shots. Amen. Y'all stay with me. It's going to get better. Or it could get worse. See, when I was raised, and I don't know how you were raised, but I was raised in a home that disciplined us. And I know the big thing today is don't yell at your children. Well, I'm not warped, and I want you to know my mama yelled at me. You said, what'd she say first? When she was really mad, here's what she said. John David. You said, what did that do to you? It made me stand up at attention because I knew that red-headed woman was ready to take me to task. Amen. See, we've somehow let this liberal, humanistic society try to form us and take us away from traditionally raising our children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And I still believe what you taught this morning, Jeff, we need to train up children in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. But I want you to, you say, preacher, you wasn't always a good boy, but my mama raised me right, and it ended up in my faith, and I got saved by the grace of God because I had a praying mama. Amen. We're going to walk through the text here in a moment. It talks about unfeigned faith. Now, it's not mentioned here, but I'm going to mention it for you so you'll know. Timothy's father was a Greek man. He was not Jewish. Lois and Eunice were Jewish. And Timothy's father was Philip of Macedon. But I glean from this that he did not hinder Lois or Eunice from training that young boy in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. I glean that. Amen. And by the way, I want you to know this. Boys will learn how to treat their girlfriend or wife the way daddy treats his wife. Amen, preacher. See, things get real compounded when there ain't no man in the home. Amen. And a real woman that would want to follow the man and be subject unto the Lord, unto that man. Hey, I have a real problem with that. Here's all, I'll give you three little thoughts. I'll be done. Lord, my time's running fast. I want you to notice the number one, as we walk through the text, the reality of their faith. They had unfeigned faith. You know what that is, Chad? You know what that is, Zach? Unfeigned faith. That is faith that is void of hypocrisy. We want to know why children rebel, because of the rebellion they see in the home. And moms and dads that profess they're Christians, but they don't live the Christian life in a daily way. And they don't have a family altar. And they don't pray with their children. And their children don't know the word of God. And this not being planted in this. Help me preach right here. The reality. I'll tell you what. You say, boy, I want to make sure my kids got them a new car when they're 16. And I want to make sure they got everything great and that their clothes are the best and everything's best. I'll tell you what they really need. They need a godly mom and a godly dad and somebody that has unfeigned faith. They're not hypocrites. They don't go out on Saturday night and drink their booze and then come out on Sunday morning and profess to be something. That they're not. Amen. You said this straight preaching. Amen. Paul wasn't a fool. He was talking about faith that'll get you through the night. He was talking about faith. There's some of you parents. I know you've been your pastor for years. And I've watched you care for your children. There's some of you've had your children that were on the deathbed. They were so bad, but what did you do? You got on your knees and you prayed and you asked God. Hey, I'm talking about unfeigned faith, a faith that knows that we train our children, that there's a God that'll take them through the dark times. That's what they need to know. Amen. Whew. Paul said, I know the secret. I know the reality. Why he's got it is because y'all got it. They had real faith. They had unfaith. Wasn't no hypocrisy about them. Well, glory. See, unfeigned faith means that God will make a way when there ain't no way. Amen. I want to get some parents, some young parents, to instill in your children that God is God and he's on the throne and his sovereign hand is everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. We saw his hand last night in protecting the former president. In all intent and purposes, we ought to be mourning the death of a president, former president, sworn. But God had his hand there. Amen. And I tell you what, it wouldn't hurt us at all to teach our children to be young patriots, to love this country, to love their flag, to love their Bible. It ought to be real. What was in us ought to be real in them. All right. I must move. Secondly, not only was it the reality, it was unfeigned faith. But I want you to know something. Hallelujah. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which, listen to this, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also. Not only needs the reality, but this kind of faith, Brother Zach, needs to be rooted. I'm talking about rooted. I said it last Sunday. You said, you want to know how to get faith? Not God praying for it. It's not something mystic. It's faith coming by hearing.
Amen.
We need to teach our children the Bible.
Right,
need to root it in them.
Yeah.
Teach them the doctrines of the Bible. Teach them what the Word of God says. Amen.
Amen.
Root it down in them.
Yeah.
By the way, it started with the parents.
Yeah.
Amen. Start with grandma, actually. Then start with mom. I remember my mom. My mom, I'll tell you, she loved Jesus. It was a great day when I made her a Baptist, but she was a Presbyterian most of my life until I became a Baptist preacher and we got her in the right way. But I want to tell you something about mom. She loved Jesus. And you know when she started getting ready for church? She started getting ready for church on Friday. Jeff, I can remember. You said, did you go to church when you was a kid? Yes, I was pulled by the ear every Sunday. And she'd get her hose out and her slip out and her dress out. And she prepared to go to church. I remember when I was a little boy, I said, Mom, what are you doing? She said, I'm getting my clothes ready for Sunday. I said, it's Friday. She's the one to be prepared. And I see her in church. She loved God, loved her preacher. By the way, another good thing to do is, by the way, the man of God ought to be important in your home. I can tell you the pastor's name. My mom's pastor. He was my friend also, and I respected him. His name was Charles McNutt. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Old Presbyterian preacher. He preached it straight. He preached it down the line. I remember that because I remember when he used to preach at me. It was real, Mom. It was rooted in her. It was rooted in Lois. It was rooted in Eunice. And then it was put down in him. And I want you to know something. I don't think every family and every kid's went to hell in a handbasket. I thank God for the families in this church that have a Bible in your home, have prayer in your home. You're educating your children right. You're doing everything you can to root them and ground them in faith.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, you had two good ones, didn't you? How old was you when you got saved?
Five.
Maybe I shouldn't tell how long you've been saved. She's been saved 67 years. By the way, you was only a little five-year-old girl when your dad and mom prayed with you. And you got saved. And you're still saved today. And wrote some of the greatest songs of the faith ever. Why? Because something was rooted. They was Dr. Caldwell that rooted. And your mama, who was one of my heroes, rooted in you. That's what we need to do, is root and ground.
Amen.
You said, but they're going to turn on that. No, they'll turn when they see you trying to do it and you're a hypocrite. One amen, thank God. Lastly, am I all right? Thank you. Lastly, and I'm closing, but I want you to know, Jeff, it can be real in your life, and you could root in your children. But there's been some times in your life, as a couple, you didn't have all the answers, did you? How many in this room can say, there's been time in my life I didn't have the answers? Well, let me give you the third point. This one I'm about ready to come out of my skin on. And I want you to see it. Are you there? Say amen. And then I see the reinforcement. You say, what's the reinforcement? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Look at verse number 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Raising a family, raising champions, you can be the best dad you can be. And you can do it right. But there's sometimes you gotta have some reinforcement. And that reinforcement is the power of God through the indwelling Holy Spirit. I can't be a pastor, I can't be a parent, I can't be a husband unless I've got the power of God in me. I'm going to say this. I'm closing. Lewis, go ahead. And Ellis, go ahead and get Ellis ready. You're here this morning. You said, Preacher Smith, I'm trying to do it right. Yield to God. I'm not crazy. I got a story to tell. I've got a God that... Hey, it's scary to raise children today. Look at our society. Who wants to do that? What takes the fear out? What gives us assurance? The power, Kim, of the Holy Spirit of God. When I get weak and maybe battered and trying to do right and do right and do right and do right, and I get weak and I don't have strength and I want to quit doing right, who comes in there with reinforcements and gives me strength to keep on going? God Almighty. Parents, don't quit raising your children right. Grandma, keep influencing your grandchildren for Christ. Here this morning, if you're here and you're not saved and you got a family, you don't have any reinforcements. You're doing it by yourself. You need God this morning. You don't need just a church membership. You need a relationship with Jesus. You gotta realize you're a sinner. Realize Christ died and trust him alone for salvation. How many believe he saves? Praise God, he'll save. Stand with me, heads bowed and eyes closed. How many know that you know that you know? If you died today, you know you're going to heaven. Raise your hand high. Simply testify. Folks are praying. You want to come and pray for your children? Come. Pray for your family. How many right now are not sure you're saved, but you want to be saved? Would you slip up your hand and say, pray for me? You're not saved, but you want to be saved. I tell you what, it's probably a good time. Come around the altar and just pray for your family. Lord, ask it. I want it real in my family. I want it rooted. I want it grounded. And that God, I don't want to forget. I need you. How many families come around the altar and say, I need you, God. Our Father, thank you, Lord, for this service. Thank you for what you've done. Now bless, Lord, in Jesus' name.